from Myanmar, citizens of Myanmar. We have given shelter to them. You know that Bangladesh is one of the most densely populated country in the world. The most densely populated country in the world. Per square kilometer, 1,200 people in Bangladesh. And per capita arable land, lowest in the world. Per capita arable land is 10 decimal only. Still, the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, the daughter of the father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, despite having huge burden of our own population and facing many challenges to feed our own population, Bangladesh has given shelter 1.1 million Rohingya displaced people from Myanmar. And over the last 5 years, 200,000 children already born from 1.1 million Rohingya displaced people. So the population size is now actually 1,300,000. And as the delegation member has mentioned, that they are not given only the shelter, food, medical facilities, etc. They are also being given education, whatever they want, whether Arabic or Myanmar language or any other language. And this is mainly done by UNICEF, and government of Bangladesh is also providing them all other supports to them. So it's a huge burden for Bangladesh, and no other country has come forward to take the Rohingya displaced people so far. Everybody is praising Bangladesh, that is true, because I want to bring this matter to the panel, because this is a humanitarian crisis. And Bangladesh, despite being a country of the least, among the least developed countries, Bangladesh has taken this burden on her shoulder. So we indeed, this is required to ensure their human rights as a whole, the Rohingya population and the disabled, physically disabled persons among the Rohingya displaced people. This is the responsibility of the whole world. But the world community has not come forward what is required today. So Bangladesh is a country, being one of the member of the least developed country, Bangladesh has done as much it could be done with its own resources so far. Thank you.
I thank the delegation for its responses. We will now move to questions related to follow-up questions regarding the first cluster and a new round of questions related to